Hello, this is Jack Llewellyn again from the Chamber of Commerce. And for all things related to the Durango Chamber of Commerce, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And if you're looking for a wider net, you can go to the Region 9 website, region9edd.org. Hey, I've heard it enough. I've got Terry and Laura from Region 9 in the house with me, so to speak. And something that we wrote a letter of support, we be in the chamber, a boundary adjustment for an enterprise zone for downtown in the downtown midtown area of Durango. You guys are gonna do like rock, paper, scissors. Okay, yeah. who's gonna talk? So Terry or Laura, tell me a little bit about what an enterprise zone is and how is it defined?
Well, the enterprise zone is a state tax credit program. And we facilitate it in our region.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got two elements to tax credit EZ, and mm-hmm. one is business tax credits, which we'll get more into today.
Okay.
And then the other portion is contribution tax credits for donors. So a nonprofit could be designated as a state enterprise zone project.
Okay.
And then they can offer their donors.
All right. Now in Durango, in the area is a lot of times I'm gonna use the word blighted. I don't like that word, but you know, it's the boundaries are defined, and for the midtown, which is I'm gonna say where Burger King is down Camino del Rio, and then to what is it?
College.
The college, and then on up in that area, yeah. Capturing some of the. Oh, well, I didn't realize it goes all the way up to Fort Lewis College and up Florida Road. Wow, that's is this the right map or no?
That is correct.
So actually, it's. I'm sorry.
That's
so
right.
The boundary, the new boundary, mm-hmm. is College Drive up Camino to 15th,
uh-huh.
where you turn
yep.
into Florida Road, and then
yeah.
it stops.
Oh, okay.
And then it's all of the residential up to kind of. College Hill, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah. Okay.
So
a new boundary though for I'm going to say it's kind of like an overlay for the midtown, which is part of the Urban Renewal Authority. A lot of these terminologies that I'm trying to bring back up from my economic development recovery days, but the economic development and the Urban Renewal Authority to allow for these tax credits, as well as possibility of, I would assume, getting maybe grants that relate to an enterprise zone. What's the benefit of this?
So once you're in an enterprise zone, your business can be eligible for about 8 or 9 different tax credits,
mm-hmm.
just because of where your business is located. So
okay.
right now, there are parts of Durango that are not considered distressed.
Mm-hmm.
So even if your business is a block from this new enterprise zone, you're not eligible.
Yeah.
But if you're in this enterprise zone, all of a sudden you have these different opportunities for tax credits.
Okay. And the tax credits could be, let's say, if you're hiring a new employee or you need to train that employee, just squeak the microphone, and train the employee, things of that nature, then there may be tax credits. Or if I'm, you know, I win the lottery, wouldn't that be nice? And then I say, oh, I'm going to give, you know, $1 million to a nonprofit, I could get a state tax credit. Is that correct, or am I making this up from...
That's correct. So as a business owner, you could get mm-hmm. tax credits,
uh-huh.
and also as a donor to a
oh.
enterprise zone project, you could get tax credits.
Okay, and then if somebody wants to know if they fall within the boundary, you know, the redefinition, the redefining of the boundary, do they go to the city's website, they go to your website?
They can access the state's website through ours
mm-hmm.
if they go to the Region 9 section of our website, but there's a link there to the state's website where you can put in any address
oh,
in
okay.
the state to see if it's in an enterprise zone.
Okay, and how often do you do the redistricting or take a look at this?
They do the redistricting of the boundaries every 10 years. So
oh,
in a
okay.
couple of years, well, probably next year into 2025, we're going to
uh-huh.
start looking at the different data
okay.
Does points it, for the different areas.
And I'm sorry, interrupted. Does it coincide then a little bit with like census and census tracts and all of that stuff that I'm sort of familiar with?
Yes. And so every 10 years, yeah. they will redo enterprise zone boundaries for the whole state. So mm-hmm. the next one will be in 2026.
Okay.
But they update the data, you know, every year or 2 years. Mm-hmm. And we always look at that data to see if any new areas are eligible. Because okay. La Plata County is not considered distressed right. at a state level. And so then if your county isn't eligible, you look at each individual census tract. And we have 13, I believe, that are not eligible.
Okay.
And most of those are around Durango.
Yeah.
And so when this came up, we got new data and we went, oh my gosh, this Midtown is now eligible. And sometimes that doesn't matter to the state because, yeah. you know, we may get a new eligible area. Let's just say it's on public Forest Service land,
sure.
and there's no businesses, no. you know, nobody cares, you know,
yeah.
nobody's
going to... Can't build a business on the right. U.S. Forest Service, right.
Right. So when we see a new addition, we have to petition the state to get it included.
Okay.
So this new Midtown Durango is included until they redo the whole state again.
Oh, okay. Now, yeah. does someone have to, you know, certify their business to be eligible? Is that part of that whole process? And I know you did a we're pre-recording this, but you did the session on, you know, what is an enterprise zone, how to get certified. I'm curious, did you record that session?
Yes.
Okay, so people can find the recording of the session if they didn't get a chance. But so do you have to get certified?
Well, what a business needs to do is if they are located in an enterprise zone, they have to go through the state's portal. To pre-certify their business address. And that only tells the state that that business is eligible
okay.
for enterprise zone tax credits. And so during the year, they can claim or they can earn them. But at the end of the year, when they do their taxes, they have to go back through that that portal mm-hmm. and certify everything that they have earned through the year so they can claim them on their taxes.
And it's well worth getting, you know, if you're in it and getting certified, like you mentioned, because there are those tax credits. I mean, I've heard, you know, like 25% tax credit or are the numbers, you know?
Well, there's a 25% tax credit for people that donate to
That's what I'm thinking
yeah.
of. Okay.
That would be the tax credit for anybody that contributes to a nonprofit that's yeah. designated as an enterprise zone.
Got it.
Yeah, but there's several different you can invest in your business. If you buy equipment, there's a 3% tax credit for that.
Uh-huh.
There's training if you do job training. If you bring somebody in or if you send somebody away, there's a 12% tax credit for that. If you rehab a vacant building
yeah.
that's at least 20 years old or has been sitting vacant for at least 2 years,
right.
If you rehab that building, you can get up to $50,000 in tax credits.
Oh, wow. Wow. And there's, you know, it's in that overlay of what we're talking about. There are definitely some businesses or some buildings I'm thinking of. I'm going, wow, that building needs a facelift. You know, and then tying this in with the urban renewal authority that the city has, that to me, it's kind of the trifecta factor of maybe that redeveloping those areas, which is why the urban renewal authority, I'm sure that you've been in contact and the collaboration with the city, you just didn't throw a dart and go, oh, look at that. And then, oh, wow, that's where the URA is going to be. You actually talked, I'm sure, right?
We did. And what was so cool was this Midtown Durango boundary is almost identical
yeah.
to the urban renewal plan
uh-huh.
for Midtown.
Yeah.
And so we talked to Tommy Crosby at the city of Durango and basically said, we're going to try to get this added.
Mm-hmm.
And he had, I feel like we just had to submit his information. Like,
yeah.
here's our character district, here's mm-hmm. the urban plan, here's our traffic study and
right.
our traffic plan, and here's how we're going to rehab some of these vacant and abandoned
mm-hmm.
buildings. And also that whole project with the Niner School District building
right.
and
the
fire
station.
Department. And how
you're going to get the tunnel built for the underpass.
You know,
it's all on you, Laura.
We will. No.
You know, it's so funny. I remember telling Hal Dowdy, you want to get your fire station? Build the underpass. And I said, you'll get your fire station, because we're passionate about that.
Yes. And it is in the plan. And so when we presented that to the state, they want to know that you're working to improve distressed areas.
Right.
So this was like, oh, here's a new distressed area. Mm-hmm. We want to include it because of all this activity we're doing.
Sure.
And they rubber stamped it, said yes, and now we're just trying to get the word out.
Well, you know, and Dr. Gerald of Durango Walk-In right next to Burger King, you know, and he's, I've seen a sign, you know, perfect for redevelopment and has some things. I mean, that's the kind of, you know, property where you're going, that is in an ideal spot, location, to look at doing a redevelopment for infill, you know, to build, you know, apartments or, you know, condos there, and hopefully not the multi-bazillion-dollar condos because of that, you know, location. But what a great piece of property for redevelopment and Town Plaza. And I not that Town Plaza is looking to redevelop. I don't want to get in trouble now. I'll have Bob Tom calling me any minute now and screaming at me, going, Llewellyn, why are you saying that? But that's a kind of, you know, vision. If money were no option, this is why this is being done.
Well, and one thing that you brought up was the 25% tax credit. And so we mentioned business tax credit. So if you're a business in this area, call us and we'll help get you started. We'll send you the recording, whatever you need. But if you're a nonprofit and you're now in an eligible area, and we've already been talking to the powerhouse. Because now they're in.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is when they were first built, or forming, they were in, and they were approved as an enterprise zone project for their capital campaign.
Okay.
And so they were allowed, projects are approved for 5 years. So they went through their 5 years and then it went away. And then they weren't in the zone. But now that they're in the zone, they can apply if they get approved by the state, and they have to show that they're improving the enterprise zone.
Yeah.
So it's a very narrow criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, if they were approved, then if you made a donation to the powerhouse, not only do they get your donation, but you get the 25% tax credit on your $100, which
right.
would be $25, or your $1,000,
sure,
which
sure.
would be whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and obviously you want to talk with your CPA, and you know, and if you, and in all seriousness, if you're in a, you know, a legacy position and you're saying, you know what, I have a windfall, I won the lottery or whatever, you know, I want to contribute, then sitting down with Jeff at the powerhouse and other organizations that are located in this enterprise zone could be a really good thing.
And if anyone is interested, we have a list of all of the nonprofit projects.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some folks that outreach us every, you know, end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what's your list? And I think what it does do is it can increase the amount of donations you get. MANA is a project.
Yeah.
Volunteers of America is a project. MANA, sorry, that's my bad. They transitioned because now they have the homeless tax credit through the state,
okay.
which is the same kind of thing as Enterprise Zone, but they don't have to be an Enterprise Zone.
Yeah, well, and it just shows the breadth of information and all the things that you do at Region 9, and to track this and keep up with it, you know, and the world of acronyms, and, you know, as you both laugh, because it is. It's just, it's a fast pace and trying to keep up with it. We've got about a minute. What else as far as the Enterprise Zone? Where do they go for more information?
Region9EDD.org.
Okay.
Or they can email me, Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, at region9.org.
All right. And then, again, all the information and all the things that you guys can provide. You recorded the presentation, the Zoom call that was earlier this week, and you can go on, find that, so you can get all of the data, all the information. And yes, I'm trying to stretch this out. If you want information about the chamber, you can go to DurangoBusiness.org. Anything else? We got about 30 seconds.
I would say that if your business is not using tax credits, definitely look at it. You don't have to. I mean, even if you're in an enterprise zone and you don't utilize the tax credits, or you sign up to be eligible and then you don't use them, that's okay. But if you're not signed up through the state, then you can't count something. And if you make this big purchase and you can't count it, That's money lost.
Don't leave money on the table.
Right.
And the pre-certification process has to happen annually.
All right.
Every year.
So if you need more information, check it all out at region9.edd. Or no.
Just region9edd.org.
All right. Thanks for correcting me. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks.